desperation, I would think, that you all have to play with?
It's really like you lose and you go home now. So, I mean, their loss is 10 times worse. So you just got to prepare so you don't get that feeling.
Keith, what are your thoughts on T.Y. Hilton?
Man, burner, man. He been doing real good all season. He had a real good game this past weekend. And he hot right now, you know what I'm saying? He getting a lot of targets. He's a good receiver.
One of the things that we've seen from you this year is you've matched up against different receivers, not every week, but some weeks. So how would you feel about if that was a challenge for you this week?
Like I say, man, I get my assignment when I come to work, whatever it is. I prepare, and to the best of my ability, I get that done. So, whatever that is.
Akeem, knowing how the playoffs ended for you with the injury last year, how hungry are you this time around to get back at it?
I don't even worry about last year, man. It's a new year. It's playoff time right now, and I'm ready.
With Spikes being out, you guys as a secondary, are you preparing any different just because of the impact that he had in that linebacking core?
Not at all, man. We do our job on the back end, man. We rely on those guys up front to do their job, man. It's next man up mentality, man. We believe in those guys to get it done up there.
What is it about Luck that makes him the caliber quarterback he is and the level he's playing at?
First, I think he threw the deep ball exceptional. I mean, put a lot of touch on it, and he could throw it just about as far as he wants to. So, besides that, he's smart, man. He come in. I know he prepared throughout the week because he's smart. He make adjustments, and he just run the whole show. He run the show like a quarterback supposed to run the show.
You think it equates on film? Can you tell how big he is?
Oh, yeah. You see him slanging guys off of him left and right. I mean, you could tell how big he is, definitely.
How do those smaller, quicker, faster receivers like Hilton challenge you maybe differently than some of the other guys, you know, the bigger, taller guys?
I mean, they run different routes. You know, they kind of get different balls thrown with big guys. They get 50-50 balls. They get balls just thrown up to them. Guys like him, he run over routes and crossing routes and, you know, routes that he can use his speed and run away from guys.
How do you have to change at all your style of play against
It just
those?
Matter what we're in. It matter what kind of defense we're playing. It matter what coach calls. It matter our game plan. So we can play them a ton of different ways.
Keith, how much do you enjoy these challenges? I mean, every time, as soon as you see who the opponent is or what team you're playing, it's like, well, Tlaib's going to cover this guy or that guy. How much do you relish those challenges and what people put upon you?
Oh, man, it's the NFL, man. This is what I asked for, right? I pray to God that I go to NFL, and I'm here now. So I love it, man. This is what I asked for.